YouTube, Shukun Shinobi here.
And awesome writer review.
Hey YouTube, Jedimon 2005 here.
And we're back with another podcast. Episode 2 of Riders, Rangers, and Rambles. Decade has no story. Because yes. It doesn't.
But then again, we all knew that for months now, so. Yeah.
So, shall we get started with the what's up / what are you buying shit?
Absolutely. I started last time, so Dawson, if you want to go ahead and start this time, feel free.
Well, obviously I'm upset because everyone's dead. Everyone on the island is dead from Lost. Chuck Finale aired, I was excited about that. My dog got my Cyndaquil plush, so I have to get a new one.
Aw, poor Cyndaquil.
And my Heat Metal's antenna broke because I dropped it, and I was all sad face. I couldn't have just been the deck trooper. So as for what I'm buying, it's nothing because I'm waiting for the exchange rate to go bat out of the shithole. But I'm hoping to get Cyclone Joker sets and what else? Let's see. Kuga Dragon and probably Shocker Rider and DN Complete. And that's about all.
Is it my turn?
Go for it.
Yes.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, what's up with me? Well, let's see, I had graduation. That was good. Finally got my Data's Hyper. Data's Hyper's awesome.
Instead of getting a degree, you get a Data's Hyper.
I got Data's Hyper. It was great. It was a great day. I got some Wii games here, finally. Two Marios and a Turtles, which is always good. A new hard drive, so I can now get more videos. And, Some more Pokemon figures, because they're so cute, and they're little, and I can rub them. And that just sounded really weird. And
hope you can love this one.
I do. And I'm hoping to be getting some Gashapon memory soon. 5 of those. And what else? What, the Dopot memory, eventually Mystic Runner, Cyclone, Joker, other things to pre-order.
Almost forgot about the Dopamine memory, too.
Yeah, Dopamine memory. Would, some figure arts, if I can ever get money for them. You know, the usual suspects.
Yeah, I forgot to mention I finally got my Momo memory. I just had to say that because I'm happy.
Oh, did you know? That's good.
Yes, I got it.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
It is.
It's like my favorite one.
It's the last time I pass up any Majin memory.
Yeah, that's why I can't wait for the Ryutaros, Kintaros, and Eritaros ones. Should be here, what, tomorrow or whatever. End of the week.
Friday's show.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully.
And now on to the Shukun Shinobi.
I am the...
Who's buying everything? Doing?
Yes. shit happened. I bought things. And
no, I can't buy Ghost Agent.
I can't buy Ghost Agent, no.
Which is a lie.
Let's see. I've been playing Super Mario Galaxy 2. As those of you that are subscribed to my Shinobi Creative channel know, if you aren't... Do it.
Then you're probably everyone. Oh, that was rude.
No, I've got like almost 800 on my review channel and like 100 something on Shinobi Creative, so.
Cheeky bastard.
All you guys, go subscribe to Shinobi Creative for all your awesome gaming videos. So I've been playing.
If you want a cheap laugh.
Yeah, that too. DS wise, I've been pretty much just kind of playing Pokemon here and there and Star
Yes.
Here and there.
Sorry.
That's about it. So yeah, I really haven't been doing all that much this week. Been pretty busy with reviews and everything. Speaking of, Prism Bicker, Figure Arts, Shocker Rider, and Robot Damashi Evangelion Unit 1 will be here tomorrow, which will either be today or yesterday, depending on when this podcast goes up. But, so those
Did you get your box yet?
Those will be up. No, I haven't. I haven't gotten my box.
My Prism Bicker's already up, so you might as well just watch that one.
Yeah, you can watch his, but of course, if you want the better review...
hey!
We're backwards, don't get knocked over. And
I see how it is.
Go check out mine, because it'll be up by the time this podcast is up.
And I'll get a Prism Bicker in like a month, so...
Yeah, forget Jedimon.
If you have patience.
It'll probably just drop on the computer anyway.
Also coming this week is the Shinken Maru and Buckle set and the Mogi Bazooka. So both those will be up early next week. Then early next week I'll be getting Trial Memory and SH Figureouts G4. And then late next week, I'll be getting whatever it is I ordered this weekend.
Stop buying things. You make me feel bad.
I'm getting all that stuff, too. I just didn't want to list it since
yeah,
it's not released
really.
Yet. Like, it's our pre-order. It's coming.
We'll talk about that next show, I guess.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
so. That's it for the feature, and then pre-orders and memories and holy crap memories. So.
Oh, my God. Memories.
You made everyone think you're a rich bastard now.
Yeah, they can keep thinking that, but they're wrong.
Yeah. Just a lot of, I don't know.
Debt. Yeah.
Yeah, debt.
Yeah, basically.
Debt, crying, selling your body in an alley.
Tears. Okay. I'll do anything, so. That's about all for our what's up. Anyone got any last minute upness or?
Nope, just everyone's still dead.
I also got my cool Toad plush, so I have all 5 Mario characters now. Yay.
Ow, no.
They said you have a toe plush. I'm like, that's disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself.
No, Toad is cute. Got a big head.
Okay.
Anyway.
Moving on to news. Yeah. We'll start off with toy news like we usually do.
Okay. Sorry.
Stop.
That was Toad.
Channeling your inner Toad. We'll start with DN Complete Form SH Figure Arts was announced as the next Bandai Collector's Shop Tamashii Web exclusive, much to our tears.
Of both happiness and sadness.
Indeed. I'll start off with my thoughts. I still think DN Complete looks kind of stupid, mostly because of the giant card on his head. I hated that from Decade Complete, and I still hate it with DN Complete. But, other than that, he looks pretty neat. He does come with a shortened DN driver instead of the longer card-activated one. And he comes with 3 pairs of hands and then a hand that can poke the K-Touch or D-Touch or whatever the hell he has.
And give prostate exams to use K.
That prostates, too. Yes. All the riders love to do that.
Thoughts?
I really like it. I mean, obviously DN Complete's kind of fugly, kind of like a regular Decade Complete. Wait, did I say Decade Complete twice? Whatever.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I wasn't paying attention.
But I mean, it's a figure art. It's always going to be awesome, so of course I'm getting it. Yep. To complete, no pun intended, just complete the Decade collection. So, yeah, it still looks nice despite its appearance. If that makes sense.
Yes. I like it. Yeah, the card on the head, like Shuki said, is a little, you know, off-putting.
Yeah.
However, it
feels kind of forced on DN.
It does, but if he didn't have it, it would look a little funny since Decade had one.
Yeah, it looked like he couldn't find his helmet.
I understand. I understand why, but.
But I like it. I wish they'd release a DX version of the blue touch thing, just because I want to have the. It's pretty and it has the logos of all those cool riders and such. Would be a little cool if there was a Deno rider thrown in there somewhere, but hey, whatever. But yeah,
like
can't wait to get
something.
Him.
I'm not sure why there isn't a Deno Rider. I mean, I know like the movie takes place in the Deno universe or whatever.
They probably
anymore.
Couldn't select a Deno movie villain.
There's been so many.
Like, do we pick Gao? Do we pick Yuki? Do we pick Nega Deno? Do we
G-String?
Pick... Yeah, we don't know, so it's...
And I'm sure with the announcement of DN Complete... as Dawson Rider put it, G-String. G-Deno won't be too far behind, I'm sure.
Hopefully some Kivala eventually. Cause
Yeah, where the hell is that?
Fucking skipped Kivara.
Just because, like, she has boobs.
Like, I understand you have, like, fear of cooties, Bandai, but seriously. I want my fucking Natsumi SH figure arts. So.
Dude, I actually liked Kivala. That was one of my favorite parts of the movie.
Yeah, since it's extra Kiva rider and Kiva's
exactly.
Awesome.
I'm biased because it's a Kiva rider. I have to have it. And then Natsumi wasn't a terrible supporting female, but...
No, she was
fun to look at.
Actually, that's about it for toy news, actually. We don't really have anything else hitting the...
Yeah, there's not a whole lot this week. Maybe next week there'll be more.
Scene. I mean, we didn't really talk about the Lost Driver that much, but it's a Lost Driver. No,
it's really just a driver. It's lost. It needs to be adopted. That's about it.
It's lost, which means it died in the finale.
And, yeah, that's all. I'm sure we'll see a toy of
Eternal?
Eternals... sword dagger thing that we'll talk about in a second. I'm sure we'll see one of those. But...
Sword dagger.
And then the corresponding RHS figures as usual.
Yeah. So,
no one wants those.
Jumping from toys to television, or actually rather jumping from toys to the big screen, the trailers for the double movie, Double Forever A to Z, Fate of the Gaia Memories, or whatever it's called, and Ghost Ager Epic on the Movie.
If you could call it a trailer, it's just show footage with Epic on the Movie put over it.
So we'll put the crap at the end and talk about the good shit. Jedima, go ahead and start, since you haven't started anything yet. So.
Okay. So we have Double A to Z, the 26, new memories. And in the trailer, we see Eternal looking all his three horns, all G3-esque, since he is made to be an homage to G3. We also see... those memories, which all appear to be the purified-looking memories like Double uses, which is just cool to me. And we also, on top of all of that, get DuPont versions of Double's memories for Cyclone, Heat, Luna, Trigger, and Metal, and Kamen Rider Joker, which is essentially just Joker without the silver stripe down the middle. And he uses the Lost Driver as well. That was pretty much everything. I think that was in the trailer. Eternal has all, 26 maximum drive slots, one for each memory. And what I enjoyed is that they took the time in the case of memories to alphabetize them.
Yes,
to make it easier for us to find them, so that was good.
It's always nice when things are alphabetical.
But I happen to really be excited about this movie and these trailers. The double DuPonts, I guess we'll call them, they look really, really nice. Heat's a chick for some reason, and I guess they wanted a girl, and has a motorcycle. Luna's got some spikes going on. Metal has the obvious shaft, and Trigger has the obvious gun. And Cyclone looks almost like a green Nazca type thing.
Yeah, it does. It also reminds me of a villain from Magi Ranger, but I don't remember the name of it. Like its face.
The Drake, not...
He's got wings. He's got wings, I know that.
Yeah.
You're thinking of, the dragon guy. He was, a main character, kind of, until he died.
Yeah. Was he a titan? Or whatever they call it in Japan?
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah, that was Drake, dude.
Oh, yeah, it was Drake. Because I get Drake and Drago confused, or whatever his name was.
But, Drago,
or...
But yeah, Metal looks kind of like an Ultraman in the face.
Yeah, I can see that. His face kind of reminds me of Blade.
Of his face? Yeah, actually, not to mention that I do see that. But yeah, I'm liking this, and I'm now going to pass it to Shuki, because otherwise we'll ramble all night long.
basically, same consistent thoughts. Cyclone DuPont's really cool. There's a rumor going around that he's going to be a quote-unquote good guy. So we'll see how that goes.
Quote-unquote?
I heard one that he's actually Philip or something. It's going to be Philip.
Yeah, I heard that rumor that Philip was going to be that too, but I've...
I'm Philip. I do lookups.
Luna is kind of like Doshin the Giant. And Heat's a chick.
Yes.
Trigger looks like an old Ranger villain that I don't remember offhand. But, and then we already kind of gave the Ultraman reference with Metal. But I like them. They look cool. Eternal looks good. Joker, I kind of wish it was a little bit different than Double. All they did was take Joker's suit and paint the silver line down the middle black and called it a day. Well, they broke half of his double driver, too. So I kind of wish it was a little bit different. It had some sort of additional, design scheme to make him at least slightly different, at a spike somewhere. Or...
They actually modded his driver using the Shuki mod video. Okay. That's how they did it.
Indeed. Give him a hat or something. I don't know. Make him skull or whatever.
Yeah, make him skull. Yeah, that's the new Joker.
But Eternal's design is kind of weird to me because he looks very double-ish in design until you get to the helmet, which is the obvious G3-like reference. And then he's got this, ammunitions vest covered in maximum drive slots, and he's got, like, a ring around his, I think, his right arm and his left leg of memory of maximum drive slots. And so this guy can basically kick your ass from here to everywhere possible.
In fact, I think it's why they call him Eternals, because once he starts inserting them, that's all you hear is maximum drives for like the rest
all
of
you
time.
Hear.
You'll go insane before you ever get hit by anything.
You can run before he puts them all in.
The first few actually like time out before he can activate them.
Yeah,
so.
Like, God damn it, let me start over. Hold on, I'll kill you, I promise.
One thing I do want to ask is, do you think all 26 maximum drive slots will be used in the movie?
They better.
Like, maybe. I hope so.
I could see them doing, like, I don't think I'll put them in individually. I could see them doing some kind of CGI animation where they kind of float around them or something. Batman. That started reminding me of that. I had to say it. Magic will go into it? Is that what I heard?
Yeah. I don't know. Did we establish what kind of, what color tip memory, what color tips are on the memories for the T2s? Is it silver or is it blue?
It's both. I think, from what I can tell, I think the double memories are blue and everything else is silver.
Okay.
Like, the copy of the double memories are all blue, I believe.
Okay. It also looks, from what I saw, the memories up close, a couple of them, looks like the backgrounds of the stickers behind the letters is a different background.
They make them a little bit different so you can buy, like, candy toys shit. Set 10.
Oh, God. Set 10, T2. R.
God.
T2RAZ. Set yeah. B.
You never know.
I'm scared.
Set B, section Q.
But yeah, I hope he does use all the drive slots, because I think his design was a little bit wasted with all those drive slots, in my opinion. So, like, by not using them, it's kind of like it's just a stab. Like, he could have been cool, but we ruined him with a bunch of drive slots that looked really ugly, but he ain't gonna use them.
Yeah.
It's just threatening. No, it's may just stupid.
May I go?
Go.
I go. So, the trailer itself looks really cool. It looks, like, awesome, just like the rest of Double.
So
I think,
excited.
Like, I'm kind of confused as to whether it's gonna be the ending. Like, are they gonna pull a DK and make that the ending and make us wait in America? Or is it, like, an alternate ending, or is it just standalone? I don't know, because it's like their final battle begins, and then they point a gun at Philip, and he's all scared. But, so, I don't know how they're going to do that.
And then Akiko goes, Philip!
Oh, God, that's exactly what's going to happen. So, they might pull a decade and have it, and, like, Axel pointing his blade at Double, and then pull the trigger, and then it goes black, and then they show a trailer that will never happen. But that's beside the point. For the monsters, yeah, the metal looks like a... Ultraman, sort of, with his shaft. The trigger, he kind of reminds me of that villain that was played by the guy that played Mercury in SPD. Like, he has that giant gun arm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got, yeah, like, all, like, the nipple ports. Yeah, that's what he reminds me of.
He's got nipple cannons.
Yeah, nipple cannons.
Oh, there goes Trigger Dopamine. Bye.
Yeah, bye. And Heat's riding RC, and it's a girl, and Luna reminds me of some sort of assorted Digimon Yu-Gi-Oh! Creature, and I've already said pretty much about Cyclone. Eternal-wise, I think, like Shuki said, he could have been cool, but they kind of ruined him with his... Which is what is kind of a cool idea, kind of having, like, a magazine around him of maximum drives like ammo. It's kind of a cool idea, just not very well executed. And, yeah, Joker, I wish they would have done something different also. They could have maybe put a giant Janus test or something, I don't know. But,
yeah,
they could have done something different, but everything looks awesome. I mean, it's Double. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I like the design of Joker. It's just that I would wish there was something.
It's just an excuse to have another figure art for us to buy.
Uh-huh, and the only difference is going to be a line down the middle that's going to be painted now, and he's going to have a Lost Driver. He's going to take Skull's Lost Driver, because that's all they need to do, because Joker emits a purple light just like Skull does.
Yeah, so they should have done something a little different just to make it cool.
Oh, God. And we're all going to pay like $1 billion for it.
I will. Just because it's Double.
Double can do no wrong, which is what scares me about the next series. Cause...
Yeah. I feel sorry for whoever follows Double. Just going to have to deal with all the Double fangirls then, boys.
Keeping on the topic of Double, there's a couple things that we are starting to pop. They're starting to pop up in scans that we won't really get into because of potential spoilerish nature. It's happening really soon, but there is scans of the of what I like to call flaming Nazca.
Yes, gay Nazca.
gay Nazca. There was a rumor going around that it's Psycho with the Nazca memory, like, not using a driver.
Oh god.
So the weather finally convinced her.
It can unlock the full potential or something.
Like level 3 or something?
Yeah. But regardless, it looks cool. I kinda like Nazca better in blue, but
yeah. Oh well.
Yeah, I think I don't know.
It's
I do
flaming.
Like it better. Like it just seems cute to bring him back. Or the
Nazca's just fabulous.
Oh god. Here we go again. We've been over this last time when you admired his butt.
Look, it's quite beautiful.
Didn't we admire... We admired Kirihiko's butt.
Yeah, you did. You entered a whole tangent, and then you also
mentioned... We admired Zanki's butt at a different time.
Yeah, that was actually in the same sentence, I think. You're like... You're talking about man crushes, I think.
It's because everyone loves Zanki. What are you talking about?
Just like I need to buy the SIC Kiwami Tamashi Zanki just to fill my lust for Kenji Matsuda.
And then you gotta buy like those artworks of Jiro.
In fact, your Hana told me she's hoping you buy the Zanki so you stop touching her.
Stop touching
Zanki instead. Yeah.
So my figurates talk now.
They do.
They're to me.
They tell us stories.
Okay.
They're my spies. I do have a window over there.
Oh man.
Don't forget this one.
So jumping from greatness to buy shit.
Yeah, buy shit.
Ghost Sager trailer that we can't really talk about because the entire trailer was basically clips from episode 1 with some words, and at the end it's like, Ghost Sager, it becomes a movie.
Which is a funny title.
And I'm like, okay, what?
It's not going to be epic, trust me.
It's even more English than Begins Night.
Thankfully, we have some scans to kind of give us an idea, but they don't help. The only scans we've got are of these bad guys.
That it looks stupid, like Green Elvis, clown. And then we got this dumbass little orange alien with his stupid antennas. Like, he looks like a complete idiot. He reminds me of the creatures from Spy Kids. That's what he reminds me of.
Oh god.
And we got Ultimate Spider Monkey.
What looks to be Blade Ran.
Yeah.
Upgrade.
I've heard rumors that it's an upgrade and rumors that it's a downgrade. I have no idea which one it is.
Why the hell would it be a downgrade?
Well, I know like the he's supposedly getting like this Chupacabra thing in the next group of enemies.
Yeah.
In the show. But like this one in the movie I heard that was like a downgrade or something. I don't know.
We'll see.
Either way, it's probably Blade Ran. He's probably going to get beat up or something.
Probably. Yep. So there's not a whole lot of buy shit to talk about.
However, there's a glimmering light at the end of the tunnel for Ghost Sager with Gosei Knight.
He's so pretty.
Yes, Gosei Knight. He looks awesome. He's very shiny and very awesome.
Makes
Let's hope they don't ruin
podcast.
Him. Let's hope they don't make him the fish hat guy or I will punch a small child if they do that. Like, don't turn his awesomeness into gayness. Please.
I mean, he even has the line from Die Ranger as a mecha, so he can't be all that bad.
He does.
He's got twins of the dolphin from Hurricane
G. Yeah, he does. Phone. I didn't notice that. He's got what appears to be an awesome mecha until you zoom in on his face, in which we can analyze his personality. He appears to be extremely stupid and happy. He's all happy face. He's got a stick head, the dumbass look on his face, and then he's got stupid clown feet. So it's very traditional. Ghost Sager. It's very classic Ghost Sager to have a dumb
Even when you look badass, you get ruined by your face and clown feet.
Yeah, like, I was like, oh, he looks cool, and then they zoom in, like, who's this dumbass? Look at him, he's like, look at my clown feet.
Look at my feet.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
So basically, Gosei Knight, the rumor going around now is that he's a header that has learned to be human.
Yes.
And
yes.
Hopefully that changes because that's kind of a stupid story.
It
but
is
he does turn into the Grand Leon header, and then attaches to Grand Leon, and then forms
the Dire Ranger lion.
And then he has a summon Knight Brothers card, and summons Scion and Scion.
Yes.
He summons the Scion XB and he's like, "Ooh, I got a box." Gotta hate that car. I'm sorry if you own a Scion, but I don't drive boxes. I'm sorry. But I digress.
You just buy them.
I buy boxes. I open them. I don't drive them.
And then you have boxes.
And he's got his like laser gun sword thing with a summoning of like some kind of chain gun header. I have no idea what that is.
But it's frightening.
I'm kind of hoping that the concept of him being a header that turned to human changes to, like, a human that learned a Tenso technique that can make him a header. That makes more sense.
That would have made more sense from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, instead of, I don't know, it's just stupid. Like, oh, I'm a header. No wonder you're so stupid. Only Ghost Agent could probably ruin this awesome suit. Make him just...
Yeah,
which really is exactly why I'm happy that Saban has PR.
Yeah.
So this guy can be Zordon Ranger, Ghost Agent and... They have to make a better show out of this than like Ghost Agers, because they can't possibly make one that's worse.
No, they can't.
Even Americanizing Ghost Ager would be better than Ghost Ager.
It would. Because they wouldn't have Aerie in it. They'd actually cast an elephant to be... That's what they would do.
They could only do that if it was Disney, because then Disney could just bring in Dumbo.
Yeah.
Animated Dumbo for the entire show.
Dumbo's flying around, so like, Tenso! Oh,
God. We've proven it's possible with RPM, so...
It's true.
Yeah. And that was Disney, so who knows what Saban can do.
Well, the Disney wasn't really that involved. Genius. They're just like, whatever. We accidentally signed up for a season. Just do whatever.
That's about all for news, I think. And any other news that I forgot?
I don't think so. I think we pretty much...
Forget anything, we can always cover it next week.
Yep. We'll be here. Same... Rider time.
Same bat time, same bat channel. That's
there you
right.
go. All right, so our main discussion of this podcast, we've already a half hour into it. We're just now hitting the main discussion. movie Taisen 2010, DK Double, Kamen Rider, Kamen Rider.
Zan movie.
Zen move. So in our typical, my God, episode discussion fashion,
Oh, God.
Janemon's going to hit it off, yes. And then we'll have
first, let's do DK in part one first.
Yep, DK. All right. DK, the final chapter, or whatever it's called.
All right, silence, please, everyone.
It's like the Shrek movie.
Yeah. Is it forever after the final chapter? I don't know. You have the map. Don't ask me.
DK's final chapter and Double is forever. Get it right.
All right, sorry.
Go for
anyway,
it.
Anyway, let's let him go.
All right, so we open, and we're like, previously on Kamenite, on DK doll. Oh no, Tsukasa! I'm evil. Kill! Jing. Tsukasa, we must kill you. Ah, Raida! My comrades will stop you. Okay, Wataru, I don't know why you're still here. Can't you get a real job? No, I can't. I was with a bat for a year. No one wants to hire me. They saw me in a tub with Kenji Matsuda, and it got creepy.
They only want gay porn movies now.
And they're like, ah, DK though. Yeah. Gun pointed ahead. Now, wait. What happened? We don't know, because they didn't tell us. All we know is that now Sky Rider is flying through the air near him. Here's Super One and Kabuto. We're looking for Decade. Where's Decade? I don't know. I can't see him. Ah! All of a sudden, final attack, Lido. Decade. Whoops, Sky Rider's dead. He's a card. Oh, look, Decade. Attack, Lido. Clock up. Clock up. Final attack, Lido. Decade. Kabuto's horn goes flying near. And their cards, too. Alright, well, battle well done, guys. We just killed more riders. Whoa. Uh-oh. I don't understand what's going on. Something is happening. Ryo Troopers. What the hell? Why are there like 50 Ryo Troopers, and why is Yusuke leading them? This movie gets even more confusing every 30 seconds.
It's true.
I don't even know what's going on. I really wish I were making this up, but I swear to God I'm not. Stuff happens. He's got a deck of cards. Oh, look, it's a chick. Who is this chick? I'll save you, Tsukasa. Tackle time. What the fuck? Tackle? Where did tackle come from? I don't know. He just met some chick, now she's tackle, now she's eating up Ryo Troopers. Strange things happen. Yusuke, run away, I'm gonna get beaten, no!
Stop.
Stop her. There's Daiki. I'm pretending I don't know Tsukasa anymore. I'm just going to go hide and steal crap. Natsumikan's like, I miss Decade. Where is he? Oh, Grandpa's like, oh, it's not been the same since they all left. Here's some tea. Oh, no, I poured tea for four.
Just pour it back, Grandpa. Pour it back.
No one visits me anymore.
I know, Grandpa, I know. Oh, Tsukasa-kun, where are you, Tsukasa-kun?
I don't know, but I got this camera. All right, we're just going to go. I know. Let's just burn everything we ever had that had he did. Just burn his pictures. We're going to break his camera. We're just going to do a bunch of crap because he's a dick. He's killing writers. We don't like him anymore. This makes no sense. Where is this movie going? I don't understand. Oh, look, Decade finally comes in. Come in, Lido. Decade! What? That glowy thing on his head, that's purple. It's supposed to be yellow. Why does he look all emo eyes? What the? Did Tsukasa go goth in the past 3 months? What the hell? Something weird is happening. Alright, well, I don't know. He's fighting, more writers show up, Ryuki shows up, Blade shows up, he just kills them all. There's cards flying over.
Ryuki with Blade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jay comes in. He just beats the hell out of Jay with Gigan from G4, Side Basher from Kaiza. He just is like blowing cards. I don't know where he got these from. Atakuraido.
Gigan.
Atakuraido. Side Basher. Where are you getting these cards from? He's just pulling them out of the sky. It's like Yu-Gi-Oh. He just pulls the card he needs out of God knows where. There's the heart of the cards. Get your game on. All right, that was weird. So then he comes, blow up. Jay is a card too. Okay, this is getting weird. I have a full deck now. Final form, Lido. Blade. Kill Ryuki. Haha.
Throw you aside.
Final attack, Lido. DDDK. Blade 2. All right. Well, let's see. We got him. Our checklist is going. All we have left is Kuga. Yay! Kuga comes in. Ultimate form, because I think this is going to work. And it's all black eyes. I don't know why it's black eyes, because he looks in control and a good guy. But it's black eyes, because I guess they couldn't spare red paint for the eyes. I don't know.
They used all the compound in the figure arts.
Yeah. So, Natsumikan's all like, what the hell? Daiki's all, what the hell? All of a sudden, we end up in another world.
What the hell?
Oh my god. And they're like, dude, what's going on with Tsukasa? And they're like, well, he's doing his mission. What do you mean he's killing riders? Yeah, well, this is his mission. We gotta destroy things so that they can be preserved. I don't understand. I don't either. Okay, explain some, Wataru. Okay, well, apparently, if we destroy the riders, it preserves their story. See, what I think it is that people forgot who Kuga were and Agito were and Ryuki were. So Bandai got this great idea to make Decade so that people will remember these guys and buy stuff. Because that's basically what Wataru said.
That actually works for Bandai.
It's exactly what I was thinking when I watched the movie. That's like, okay, this Wataru is basically Bandai of Japan turned into a human.
Saying people have forgotten our old products, so we have to make them remember them. How can we do this? Decade will go kill them and show you that these other stories here are crap. So they remember the old good stories and the old cool writers. Okay, fine, whatever. Now, the best line ever is uttered. Natsumi says, well, what about Decade's story? And Wataru says, Decade has no story. Decade has no story. And we're all like, we knew that already. We didn't need little priest Wataru to tell us this, but whatever. So we go back. There's more fighting. Things happen. I don't even know. I got zoned out halfway through this movie. All I know is that people were fighting. AG, the old dude, comes up to a sushi cart and gets like squid and beer and is like, Ika, debiru, Ika, debiru. It's like Sesame Street. Like, Ika, debiru. Oh, crap. Run. Cape comes flying out of nowhere. I don't know why there's a cape flying out of nowhere. He becomes Shinigami Hakase. And then there's Narutaki, and he just becomes Hitler. He's like, I am Colonel Zal. We are Dai Shocker. No, we are Super Shaka. I'm like, wait, so you wanted to kill Dai Shocker, but now you're joining Dai Shocker.
They're fine now that they're Super Soaker. They're
good. You have no story either. Great. This movie just hits me out for 5 seconds. I don't even know what's happening at this point. I just see people. I'm really confused. This is battles. It's one big battle. That's why
did
I watched
it. Did Kuga die at this point yet? I don't remember.
Yeah. Shit, I don't know.
Kuga died at some point, guys.
Yeah, he final form righted on his own somehow, and then he died.
This is the part I was about to come to. So we're fighting, and Kuga's all like, well, DK, I'm going to stop you. Final form ride myself. I'm going to tickle myself. I'm Go-Ramp. Okay, Tsukasa, you're going to die. You're going to die. That's not cool, dude. Yeah, well, I'm going to die with you. What? Slam into building. Well, Decade's still here. Where's Kuga? Aw. He's a card now. Well, I have a complete deck. Meanwhile, in the meantime, we found out a bunch of crap. Like, hey, look, Tackle is really dead, but she's still here. I don't understand. She got stabbed through by the Bee Woman, who's part of Super Shocker, and there's a Neo organism in there somewhere. And I don't know. Things happen. They just start bringing in enemies and stuff. And he was like, yay, I'm a little baby. Like, what is going on? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the plot of this movie. I don't think there is a plot to this movie. I don't think so. So then finally, Chibala's like, hey, Natsumi, I'm going to come give you some power so we can stop Tsukasa. And she's like, all right, whatever. And she's like, Tsukasa, I will stop you. Henshin. Chibala, I don't know.
That's I like the Henshin music.
Yeah. So then she has a cool sword, which I'm like, this is awesome. She starts fighting DK, like, nya, nya, psh, me, pshing, pshing, pshing. She's like, run him through, I'm running you through. And he's like, I don't know. He's like, I'm going to stop you. And then, like, drops his. So he went all Kenobi on her, just like, dropped his sword, let himself get run through.
Become more powerful than she could possibly imagine.
Yeah. And then he's like, ah, oh, I'm dead. And then, like, he dies. But then we're back at Wataru Land for some godforsaken reason. I don't know why this guy keeps showing up in this movie. Because he had no purpose whatsoever except to, like, be the living incarnation of Bandai. And he's like, okay, now that Tsukasa is dead, everyone else is back alive. So all those crappy riders you hated in the show, they're back. Like, God damn, I thought we finally got rid of them. No, no, they're back. Whatever. Well, now Shocker's all like, huh, wow, DK did our work for us. There's nobody left to stop. This is fantastic. We're just going to take over, guys. Yay! There's DN and Kivala and Natsumi, and they're like, yay, we're going to stop them. And it's like, we're outnumbered like 50,000 to 1. Damn. So she's like, I know, if we just had a picture, I don't know how this, it's like Deno rules. If we just have a picture and a memory of this guy, he'll come back to life. It made sense in Deno, sort of. It makes no sense here. Because apparently they came back to life, the other riders, because there were pictures of them and memories. But it somehow, I don't know, it just makes no sense. So they're like, I need a picture of Tsukasa. Oh, wait, I took one. Run back to the house to develop. Oh, crap, bad guys, bad guys. Yusuke shows up. I'm going to fight for Tsukasa. What? You just killed him.
How'd you get here?
Yeah, where did you come from? I don't know.
I wear a jean jacket.
Yeah, just, then in comes Tackle. I'll fight for him too because he believed in me. And then she gets killed again. Which made no sense. And then she attacks the Bee Woman and electrocutes her. And then she goes to the Neo Organism. And it's like, give me power. It's like, Mommy! Ugh. Feed me. Hunger eats her. I'm like, whoa, whoa, that's a little weird. And he comes alive and brings Doros Monster Life, which has a spike out its butt. I'm like, did it, like, try to take a crap and, like, it got stuck? I don't understand. Like, this was weird. And she gets So Natsumi gets back to the studio, and she's all like, oh, God, the film got exposed. I can't make a picture. I got half a picture. All I got is half Tsukasa. I got, like, his bottom half and an arm. I don't think this will work. So Daiki shows up and Yusuke shows up and they're going to hold the picture and they're going to think. We're going to use our brain and think of Tsukasa. Yay, thinking! And then we see all the other shitty writers. Blade and Ryuki and Fize and I don't know. And we're like, oh God, I hate him. And we see little kid Wataru and we're like, why are you a little kid? And we're like, Asumu, little kid. And we're like, why are you a little kid? And then in comes, like, Decade, and Tsukasa's back alive, and it's like, yay, all right, guys, I'm not going to be emo anymore. We're like, didn't we just do this movie? Like, you were good, then you went evil, then they kicked you out, now you're good again. Like, we just did this, like 10 seconds ago. I remember this whole plot line. Yeah, but we're doing it again with a different bad guy. Whatever. It'll sell tickets, I guess. Let's make this movie. Okay. So, Tsukasa's back. We're going to have a fight. And they're like, you're still outnumbered like 1,000 to 4. They're like, we're going to do this anyway. And, like, in comes little kid Wataru. In comes little kid Asamu. And we're like, hey, we're going to fight for you. Like, all right, whatever. Then in comes, like, the other riders because we wanted to get, like, you know, Momotaros' VA some work because – I mean, he's on the payroll. May as well, like, make him do something. And then here's the other writers, and they're like, we're going to fight together. And it's like, whatever. So they start blowing up monsters and blowing shit up, and things are dying. And then that Doros guy comes in. He's like, dude, we can't beat him. So Tsukasa's like, I know, I got this, y'all. K-Touch time.
He's all Southern now.
He's like, I got this, y'all, whatever. K-Touch time. And it's like, Shining, Armed, Emperor. And apparently, like, somewhere along the line, Kuga changed from Ultimate to Rising Ultimate, but they don't even say Rising Ultimate. They say Rising. I don't know. And Deno became from Liner to Super Climax because they want to whore their own movie. And they're like, Super Climax. And I'm like, all right, that sounds
We already dirty. Have the Neo Orgasm. So.
Yeah, so now they're having a Super Climax. It just sounds really dirty. And they all turn into their final forms, which actually was kind of cool. I actually did like that part of the movie. And then in a, like, final attack ride and all attacks and just things are blowing up and there's swords and there's slashes and there's pshim, 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 fighting and oh, that was cool, guys. And then there's like a but then they're like, ah, Hitler's back and Crisis Fortress comes out of the ground, yay. And it's a giant and there's like a mammoth. I don't know where a mammoth came from. I think the mammoth showed up. I don't even remember. There's a mammoth at some point in this movie. I don't know. Mammoth's attacking. There's a giant flying fortress, and things happened. Stuff got killed. I'm like, oh, God, what do we do now? And then we cut to the little DK driver ending, and I think that's the whole movie. I don't know.
Yeah, that was the DK half. Well, exactly.
Yeah. No, that pretty much describes our impression of this entire movie, because... Like, if you watched the 31-episode series and went, this has a lot of plot holes, then you watch this movie, it makes the show look like it can make complete sense. Like, the best parts were everyone turning into their final forms and Kivala, and that's pretty much it.
And the Neo Orgasm.
The Neo. So, I guess you guys can give your opinion of this part before I do the double ones.
I'll go ahead and start, I guess.
Fine. I was going to ask, to be fair, but you just take it, whatever. You're the Shukun Shinobi, you go first.
That's how things work around these parts.
I see how it is.
What the fuck? Like, really, I mean, watching the original Decade series, you're sitting here watching this going, okay, they're basically... making parodies of all of the Rider shows.
It's a sitcom.
So they can sell some old toys. And old then shit. At the end, they're all like, oh, Rider War, except somehow the Rider War got reduced from big epic war to 9 people beating the crap out of Decade. And then Daiki's like, oh, I'm going to shoot you, Tsukasa. And then it's like, and so you're like, oh, what the hell? And then they're like, trailer. Big epic Tsukasa fights himself, and Natsumi's the only one that can defeat Decade and war Natsumi, and Narutaki's like jumping and strangling Tsukasa and stuff, and it's all like, hell yeah, everything will be answered in the movie. And then this movie comes out and you're just like, huh?
What the hell is shitballs?
What the hell is shitballs, exactly. And that was my general impression. From what I gather, and from what I know, the re-airings of Decade that were airing at like 6:30 in the morning or something, before Superhero Time.
That was really good.
They finished the show a couple weeks ago, I think, and they re-edited 30 and 31 to remove some things and then add in things. Like, they removed Yusuke being revived by Kivara and turning evil.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
I didn't watch them yet, so I don't know what happened. And I know they changed the Rider War at the end.
Yeah, they made it the actual Rider War.
Right, they took out the entire Rider War and edited it into the scenes from the first episode the first episodes of Rider War and put them into there because everyone was complaining there wasn't an epic Rider War. So, I kind of... Go ahead.
But I was thinking of some... I remember hearing about, like, they had some kind of ethics, like, inquiry because, like, at the end of the show, it's, like, gun pointing at Tsukasa and they're like, hey, come watch this movie.
Yeah, basically.
And so they make it sound like you have to come watch the movie to come see the end of the show. And so, like, okay, well, we're going to change that. And so you don't think this cool stuff happened on the show when, you know, it's going to be in the movie and it's not.
Right, right. I kind of like the newer one a little bit better only because it leaves in the Epic Rider War, which is something I really liked. And it ties into the movie a lot better because this movie starts out where Tsukasa's basically a dick. And he's all like, I'm the destroyer, and that's complete contrast to the Tsukasa that's actually in the original finale, where he's all like, comrades and friendship, yeah!
Yeah, so, let's all hold hands.
It's like polar opposites, so at least with doing the episode 1 Rider War, he kind of like, in the war, embraces the destroyer aspect and beats the shit out of everyone. So, I like that a little bit more, but as far as the movie is concerned, yeah.
Yeah?
That's about all I can say. Like, Tackle was cool, I guess, but, like, her whole story, I don't understand. Like, she died in her world, but Tsukasa was there and remembered her, so she was still living or something. I don't understand that at all. Using that logic, no one would die because everyone would remember everyone except for, like, that guy that lives in a cellar or something.
Like, it's basically Den-O, like, time travel rules, right, but Den-O time travel rules, like, made sense in continuity with that universe. This makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, yeah, because it was remembering whole timelines. That's what that was.
Yeah.
Is that if no one remembers that time, it was, they had a little bit to do with specific people, but it was more so if you remember that timeline in general. Yeah, so it made more sense. It made more sense in a time travel scenario than in a reality warping scenario.
And like we were talking about during the summary, Wataru is basically Toei and Bandai,
yeah,
personified into an old rider.
And if he was in the movie, why did they need a little kid? I would have loved to seen when they're showing all the shit riders, like, they show a little kid Kiva, and then Wataru just comes and pushes him down and takes his place. Like, bitch, I'm Wataru.
Plus they already got old Agito in the last movie and old Blade in the show. They could have just brought them back and pushed the other guys out the way and be like, look, we'll show you how this is done.
Yeah. Stand back, bitches.
So I don't understand the whole... Well, they remembered
They should have found an excuse to bring back Minami Kotaro.
Make him, like, everyone. Bring Kenji Matsuda back and...
Yeah, if you had had it your way, Kenji Matsuda would have been Kuga through Kiva. He would have just been everyone. Which actually would have been kind of interesting. Like, different hairstyles.
Just take, like, him and Minami Kotaro and they can go beat shit up together and be epic.
Yes. Then that would really be epic.
And the guy
the
who played Skull.
Yeah, that guy too. Like, I don't really like his songs that much, but he played a damn good... whatever the hell. Sokichi.
Nanami Sokichi. And he looks kind of like Kenji Matsuda, so it's awesome.
Yeah, he does kind of.
Typing noises.
It made me happy. Sorry.
Typing. Typing on the movie. But yeah, enough about me rambling. It was fun to watch, but I hated it as a movie. It was terrible.
Alright. My turn to ramble.
Go for it.
So what I got from it is DK destroyed the smoke monster, and he saved the island, and then Tackle's from the Flash sideways, and then they all went, they crossed over together. Oh shit, that was lost. So I'm pretty much 100% confident that they changed the concept of the movie, like, in production. Like,
they
the whole
concept.
Like, what I got from the end, because I watched some clips from the finale today, is that they were going for the whole, oh, the original Rider actors are the real Rider worlds, and then there's the alternate universe worlds, and all the real Riders think DK's a bitch, so they're gonna kill him, but they don't realize that the real DK's the devil from the real world, or whatever, I don't know. But the trailer looked awesome. It looked epic, they had DK fighting him, like, oh, you're the real Tsukasa, I'm gonna fall in water, and then they had all this crap, and then they totally rewrit the movie, like, they saw a shiny ball, and then they rewrote it. Like, they didn't, they're like, oh, let's rewrite this awesome movie. And then they just got Men in Black, and then they got the Deneuralizer, and they made this shit. Like, It's like previously on Decade, all this shit happened. Now let's pick up 6 months later and not explain anything that happened. And from what I got from it is that... because Stasa seemed like a dick, and then at the end when he died, he's like, finally my mission's complete, and he was fine. So from what I got from it is like the whole destroying builds memories thing. But what I got from it is that Skasa was kind of pulled like a Tendo, where he was the only one that really knew what was going on, and it appeared that he was the one doing wrong, but he was the only one that knew what he was supposed to do.
He was PMSing, is what it was.
Yeah, like, because I remember in Kabuto, Tendo would always do something, and they'd be like, what's Tendo doing? He's turned to a dick. But then they find out in the end, like, Tendo was the only one that was smart, and everyone else is stupid. So that's what I got from this, is Skasa was the only one that knew that what he was doing was going to have a good end result. And so he was just pretending that he was an ass, basically. And he had his asshole hair the whole time. He was evil, like the flips. I don't know. And then he comes back and his hair was normal again and he's all happy face. Comrades.
He's all Gosei Grand.
Yeah. He's all Gosei Grand. So that's what I got from it, is that first of all, it was a rewrite. And then, yeah, so he knew the whole time what he was supposed to be doing. He was just pretending to be an ass. But they really didn't explain anything. Like previously on DK, nothing matters that happened in the finale. Yeah, it was pretty much just a giant mess. Like, Narutaki didn't get explained at all. He's like, I'm Hitler. No, I'm not. I'm just some asshole that hates DK. And I just go around, Naido DK, though. That's my job. And, God, yeah. I don't know what's going on. It was just... it was entertaining, but I definitely would have, like, God damn it, I'm distracted.
The first draft.
With the first draft. I was like, the trailer looked awesome. And even though DK didn't really have a story throughout the whole series, what the first trailer brought would have tied things up nicely for me about the alternate universe and would have shut up a lot.
Given them all stories.
Yeah, like, because a lot of people were upset that, you know, they had alternate universe writers instead of an actual story that happened. And I think that would have made people happy if they would have explained it like that, that they, it was an alt universe. And then I think they kind of had a thing going where they were talking about infinite different universes for writers, but I don't know. So, yeah, that's my thoughts. Basically, what the hell? The Lost finale made more sense. I got more answers from it than I did Decade.
That's saying something.
Yes, it is.
I want to say one thing before...
okay, just one, though.
Jedi Mind can talk. But, I don't get why they didn't keep with the first trailer. Because, like you were saying, everything made sense.
Yeah.
Like, with the two Tsukasas, one was either, like, an alternate universe Tsukasa, or it was, like, the confliction between being Daishocker's leader and being the hero that he's established himself as throughout his journey. And, like, that sort of, like, inner conflict or something like that.
Yeah, it
could have
been, like a battle in his mind. I could see that, too. Yeah,
and then Narutaki just being an asshole like he always is. So, it would have worked so much better than what they did.
Yeah, it didn't make sense at all.
I think it'd be a real, like, kick in the balls if when the director's cut movie is released, it's a completely different movie.
That would be awesome. That would be. Yeah, it made so much sense. Like, the fact
that's the process why they changed it. It made too much sense.
Yeah, I forgot to say, like, when I was saying I watched the clips, like, that whole plot they were going for made sense when the real Blade showed up and Skasa's all confused. Like, that was what they were going for, is that there's this alternate universe, and Skasa's either the real Decade or the real Decade is the... he's whatever. Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like, either Skasa's from the real world or he's the alternate universe one. Bottom line is, the Skasa we knew wasn't evil.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that this movie also decanonizes Die Shocker in a lot of ways, too.
Die Shocker decanalizes itself.
Yeah, like, it cannibalized itself.
It really did. Well, like, yeah, that's a discussion for a completely different podcast. We'll probably do something about
it. We'll do that. The only sentence I want to say about that is that Die Shocker movie said that DK was created by Die Shocker, but this movie says that he was created to save the Rider Worlds.
He was basically created by Bandai.
Yes.
To make everyone remember everything and buy their crappy Legend Rider toys.
Yeah.
Guys, buy the Legend Rider series Kabuto belt. This is so much like the deluxe one.
Yeah, especially Deno's.
Yeah. Anyway, Jeremon, go ahead.
Alright, so on to the good part of the movie. Kamen Rider Double begins Naito. We open. It's Christmas time. Shotaro.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Shotaro is singing Jingle Bells or something. We're in the detective agency, and he's putting on a hat, you know, his little fedora, and he's like, yeah, I'm cool detective guy. And then we see his boss. He's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Get that off.
We're in golf shirts.
You are in no way qualified to be wear a hat toss, and it flies onto the hook because he's just, like, cool that way. And he's like, you can't wear a hat until you can be all cool and be like me. And he's like, all right, take my hat off, throw it onto the next hook, because he just does stuff like that. And then he's all like, and then all of a sudden you hear just like a group collective go, Merry Christmas! And you're like, what? And he like wakes up and he's dreaming because he was thinking back to the past of whatever. And he turns around and you cry because you see Santa-chan and Watcherman. And but then you see Queen Elizabeth and you go, all is good with the world. And there's Akiko and you're like, God damn it, shit, Akiko's here too. And you're like, well, whatever. And then there's Philip and he's like, yeah, I'm Philip. And I don't know, he actually didn't do that. And they're like, okay, so do you want chicken breasts or do you want drumsticks? And he's like, what? He's like, we're getting chicken. Do you want breast or drumsticks? And he's like, what? I'm really confused right now.
What's going on?
Do you like legs or breasts?
basically, do you like Wakana or Psycho? Oh, wait, that's a different discussion. And so we go, and we're putting decorations on a Christmas tree, and in walks this chick, and she's like, hey, I thought this was a detective agency. You people are weird. And you know, like, no, we assure you, we're detectives. She's like, okay, whatever. I'm looking for my sister.
Do you like
my sister?
They're like, didn't your sister die? And she's like, yeah, but like I saw her the other day and she looked totally alive. And she disappeared and I'm trying to find her. And they're like, all right, you want us to find a ghost. We can do that somehow. Whatever. So we're like, party canceled. And everyone's like, oh, I wanted my chicken. And I'm like, I feel your pain because I love chicken too. And so we go, and we're looking for a ghost, and we run into a dopant with a bunch of skulls on him, and you're like, he's got like a sickle, and you're like, hey, look, it's death, and you're like, all right, whatever. So he's fighting, and he's doing stuff, and it's like, ah, Cyclone Joker, ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding, ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding, and that's pretty good.
It was.
So we're fighting, and totally forgot what I was talking about. And we're fighting, and we're like, hey, it's a death dopant. And we're like, whatever. And then he's like, I can control the dead. And all of a sudden, you're like, Oya-san! Oya-san! This can't be. He's dead. And it's like, he comes in, and all of a sudden, you just get, I can do this. And you're like, Scott! You're like, what's going on? And you're like, Scott!
Now there's props.
Yeah, and that's wonderful. Props. I was prepared for this one. And then Akiko comes up and she's like, Tosan! Tosan! You're like, and it's like that title of the Onomatopoeia episode. You're like, Papa wa kamen raida. It's like, she's like, ah! Watashiki tanai! And you're like, please stop talking. Really? That voice is like grating on the nerves and I'm so sick of it at this point. Like, just can you stop with the same line over and over again? And so they fight, and they're just beating the hell out of each other. Actually, no, that's not true. Skull's beating the hell out of Double, because it's Skull, and he's just cool that way. And you hear Death, he's like, ha-ha, I can control the dead. Mwa-ha-ha-ha, mwa-ha-ha. And you're like, oh, he got away. We got to find him. And then you're like, hey, we get a phone call. Yeah, I'm canceling the case. What? And then Akiko's all mad. She's running, and Jotaro's like, dude, you cannot kill the client. Like, just don't do it. Like, she's like, oh, you can't cancel the case. I want money. And you're like, all right, Superband, stop it. Oh, that was rude. Oh, God, I lost my place again. All right, so she's going, and we're like, hey, we're seeing dead people everywhere. And there's a priest, and stuff happens. And,
Shotaro begins night, goes though. To the building.
B&B. Yeah, so Shotaro's all sad. And he's blown up DMV. And all of a sudden, Phillips like, pops up behind him. And it's like, dude, don't sneak up on me. Like, I could have punched you in the face. Like, what the hell? He's like, you're trying to atone for your crimes. And he's like, kinda. I mean, the dude's dead. It's all my fault. And he's like, yeah, kinda is. Like, dude, you're supposed to be helping. What the hell?
It's okay. I am smiley face.
Yeah, I am smiley face. So they start remembering, and we're going to flash. But he's like, ah, I should have listened to him. And he's like, dude, what the hell? And we see Kirihiko at some point, and Wakana and Saiko, and they're at a Christmas party at the museum. And you're like, yay, Kirihiko, Natsuka's alive, and it makes me happy because he's just adorable, and he has that butt.
Oh my god.
Because we had to bring that up again for some godforsaken reason.
Natsuka's butt is so fabulous.
It's so fabulous, like, oh my god. And there's Miku, and Miku's there for no reason, and...
Oh my god.
For cat sounds. And, stuff happened, and they're like, hey, that's a cool memory I gave out as a present. And they're like, what? And Kirihiko remembers back to, like, Ryubi, like, at a cart with Grandpa, and you're like, how does he know each other? I'm really confused right now. This is what happens when Decade enters worlds. You get really confused. But then we get back to a real story, and we go back to Begins Naito. And we see a flashback, and we're back at the building, and now the building's all whole again. And they arrive, and here's Boss and Shotaro, and he's like, all right, dude, like, you're a little kid. You need to, like, stop screwing around and just, like, follow me, because I'm the grown-up, and I know what I'm doing. And he's like, no, Boss. Shorts. He's wearing shorts for some reason, and you're like, dude, that is definitely half-boiled.
Oh, that's good.
Like, dude, that's like quarter-boiled. Like, you're not even, like, close, dude. And so they go in the building. We're looking for some chosen one. I don't know why we're looking for a chosen one. And we're hiding because they found us. I'm like, oh, crap.
They're looking for Anakin.
They're looking for the chosen one. And it's like, he's got some midichlorians. I don't know.
They're looking for Harry Potter.
Oh, my god.
And so he's like, okay, Shotaro, take this case, and for whatever you do, for the love of God, stay right here. Don't move. Okay? Don't move. And he's like, okay, I can do that. And he runs out, and guys come out of nowhere, and he doesn't even transform. He's just like, I am Narumi Sokichi. I'm a badass. And he just like starts beating the hell out of people, which is beautiful. It was beautiful, I tell you. And then they're like, masquerade. And they're like, masquerade dopants. And he's like, god damn it. Normally, I have a policy against not using Gaia memories. And then Taboo shows up, and she's all, like, making the little giant energy ball. And because she learned it from Grottle.
Making a little giant energy ball.
Just like the co-hosts.
And he's all, like, fine, I guess I gotta do this. Skull. And he transforms. She's like, lost driver? Where'd you get that? And he's like, well, it was lost, but I found it.
You got it lost and found, bitch.
Like, you should have checked there first. Like, I don't know what your problem was.
Find your keepers.
So he transforms, and they come, and he's fighting, and then they lightning bolt Scar his hat, and Philip walks past Shotaro, and he's like, maybe that's the chosen one. I should follow him. And he's like,
he does lookups.
And he's like, but I was told to stay here. I don't know what I should do. Like, I think you should stay here. But no, I'm going to follow. And we go in and we see Philip on a computer. And we see plans for, let's see if I remember right, lightning memory, pyramid memory. What were the other ones? There's a couple other ones. He's making Gaia memories. And he's like, oh, you make Gaia memories. And he's like, all right. And he's like, are you the chosen one? And he's like, what? And he's like, dude, you're pretty evil. You need to stop this. And he's like, I just make them. I don't give them out. I don't, like, make you do stuff with them. I just make these things. I want to see some powerful Gaia memories. And he's like, hey, what's in that box you're holding? Let me just take that from you and open it. Oh, that's pretty cool. Somebody finally made something that I can, like, join with them, and then it can be all powerful and junk, and it's all cool. And Shotaro's like, dude, that's not cool. And something happened, and Philip ended up in his little teleporter thing, which looks like the little cryo thing from Time Ranger. And I'm like, what happened? Like, I don't know. He just transported into, like, this Gaia prism thing. It's like a little diamond. I'm like, dude, what's going on? I don't even know. But, like, stuff and junk. And but, like, meanwhile, back in the present, because I kind of forgot about this part of the movie, we got more fighting going on, and dead people are everywhere, and there's a priest, and he's really creepy, and he's all like, I'm a priest, waha, this is where dead people are. And we're like, yeah, it's a cemetery, dude, whatever. And so the chick, and she's her sister, and they're going to find her, and things happen. There's like a cult, some kind of cult, religious cult, like branch of the church. I don't know. I don't know whether I should be like offended or just be like, this is cool. I don't know. It was kind of cool, I guess, but whatever. And then we see the part of Begins Night that we like know happens. Like, oh, look, he's in the little thing and we got to save him. And he yells at Shotaro and he's like, dude, you're a dork. Like, I told you to stay put. Now look what you did. Now I'm dead. You've got to protect this kid. I got shot in the back 3 times because these guys are pansies. And
I was wearing white, so it's even worse. Now it's stained.
Yeah, now my clothes are stained. Take my hat, because I don't need it anymore. I'm dead. So he's like, okay. He's like, Shotaro, do you have the courage to ride with the devil? And he's like, I guess. And they're like, Cyclone. You know, and they're all. Yeah, and they transform.
They're really distant.
Sorry. Look, I can do it again if you'd like.
No, it's okay.
Oh, my God. There you go. Better?
Still a little distant. It's okay. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
Do you want to do this instead? You can do this instead. Do you want to take over?
No, I'm good.
You don't? Okay. So they transform, they fight, and they fall through the floor. I don't know why. And then there's like, Fang shows up, and he saves Philip, but not Shotaro, because Fang's kind of a dick. And he's like, oh, I see, Fang, let's switch Shotaro. And he's like, what? And he's like, Fangu, Joker, and Shotaro like falls to the ground all passed out. Like, dude, what happened? And then he's like, oh, I'm Fangu. And he's like, Shoulder Fangu. And Tabu's all like, oh crap, I gotta get away because he's gonna kill me too. And then they get away and then they escape. And like, Shotaro is still like a little pansy. And he's like, ah, I don't wanna fight because. It's my fault that boss died, and I'm a little girl. And Philip's like, dude, like, seriously, like, man up. Like, like, I'm over here dressed like a chick. Like, you need to, like, man up, dude. Like, seriously. And so he's like, so I'm going to ask you again, son. Do you still have the courage to ride with the devil? And he's like, man, I guess. You know, I mean, it's... it's like, you know, and, So they get a phone call and stuff's happening back in town with this death dope aunt. So they get back on the, I don't know, some kind of motorcycle boat thing, and they fly back in town and they're all Cyclone, Joker, blah blah blah, and they're fighting, and now it's not the death dope aunt, now he's like dummy dope aunt. They find out it's the priest guy, and it turns out like he's all those things. He was Skull. It's not the real Skull because he's dead, and it's just this dummy dope aunt. He can turn into things. And we just see, like, this, like, slow, cool, badass walk with, like, Psycho and walking on Kirihiko. And they're all, like, Tabu, Nazca, Claydol. And somehow, I don't understand how this works, but, like, Double can take on all three at one time. Even though on the show, he can only fight one at a time, just barely. I don't get how this works. But whatever. It looked cool.
It's because this time he had the courage to ride with the devil.
Yeah, he guesses.
I guess he had the courage to ride with the devil this time. So the dummy dope hunt like runs away because he's a little fag. And they're like, ah, what the hell? We save him and he runs away. Dude, let's get out of here. This is stupid. So they give chase. And now we're on a motorcycle. We summon the Reval Gary and... People on a gully! And like, and we summon it, and we're riding on a motorcycle. And then, all of a sudden, we're now merged into Decades World and stuff. And that's pretty much where it ended, because we get the little memory, Gaia memory thing, and we're like, ah, what do you do now? I think that was it.
Yeah, that was it. That's about all.
That's about all.
Just a huge ass shot of Denden Sensor, that's all we needed.
Yeah. That was much better than the Decade movie. Like, hands down, that was the reason for watching this entire...
like, shitfest?
Yes, yes. This acid trip of, like, craziness. Just watch Double, and the Double part was amazing. It's. I think what it was is they said, okay, you sat through the Decade crap. Now we're going to atone for it and put, like, a cool Double movie so you feel better about yourself. And, I mean, Skull was in it, and Skull was all, like, awesome. And I really like how when he first sees Skull, Phillip's all like, dude, that can't be the real one. And Shotaro's all like, but dude, he turned into Skull. So like, that was cool how, like, the real guy was Skull before he died. I like that. And Akiko freaked out when she found out her dad was dead.
Again.
Right. But yeah, so take it away, other people.
Alright, who goes this time?
Go for it.
Yeah, it was a lot better than Decade by far, obviously, since it's Double. And we got, like, more of an origin story, because after I saw the first couple episodes of Double, I kind of took a few-week break before I watched the rest, and I'm like, I missed something? How did they become Double again? And then I realized they were going to make a movie out of it. I thought it was pretty funny that because to show Shotaro's how he was, like, you know, green, that he wore golf pants and he didn't have a hat and he was all sad and he was just getting, like, flicked in the head.
That was awesome.
And let's see, the only problem that I really had with it is when he met Phillip, and Phillip's all crazy. Like, he's like, oh, God, I'm Emery. I have a crazed look in my eye. I'm like this evil bitch. And then he's fine. He's like Phillip. He does lookups. He's normal again.
Like, he almost became like Isaka, kind of. He's like, I want to see some powerful memories. And I'm like, okay, God, this is crazy.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It was weird. I don't know why they did that. Maybe I was confused as to whether when he was crazy, he thought he was Raito. Or whether he was, I think we talked about this before, is that he didn't know he was at the point still. Is that he just so fucked up, he didn't know what was going on, he didn't know his own name.
Yeah, one thing I didn't mention was that they actually show you, I forgot, I kind of didn't mention this part, that Narumi Sokichi, he tells Phillip something, and he touches the little thing to let him out, he names him. He's in the bookcase, and he sees Phillip, and he's like, hey, you ever made your own choices? And he's like, not really. And he's like, yeah, whatever. And he's like, do you have a name? And he's like, not really. He's like, okay, well, I'll call you Philip. And then you can learn to make your own choices. He's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's what happened. But, yeah, I was just confused as to whether, when I first saw it, I'm like, does he know he's Raito? Is he evil? Or, it was just really weird, the personality shift.
I don't think he knew he was Raito at
the
time.
I don't think, we talked about this before, is that he didn't. But I kind of, it kind of showed that he could kind of have that Sonozaki nature before he lost his memory.
Right.
Yeah.
No pun intended. But yeah, I just thought it was kind of weird that they did that, since it was a really, like, fast personality shift. Like, one minute he's all crazy Philip and just wants power and likes to be in a gown. And then the next minute he's all the Philip we know and, like, calm and, like, ride with the devil, man. Let's go. We can do this. But yeah, other than that, it was a great movie. There's not really a whole lot to say, since I have nothing really to analyze other than it was a great movie, good origin story. Skull was awesome. I'm guessing that at some point we'll get explanation of how they got the memories in the first place. I mean, Shroud, obviously. But I mean, why? She chose the detective because he really has no ties to him. Well, yeah, and I think we talked about that earlier, that Shroud's probably his client.
Yeah, that's kind of implied, is that, like, he had a client, and that's, she wanted him to go save Philip, and that it was going to be Shroud.
Yeah, so, yeah, overall, a good movie. I was just confused about Philip's DID. All right, so go ahead,
so,
Shuki.
Yeah, after the entire crap fest of the Decade movie, we jump into the awesomeness of the Double movie. There really isn't too much else to say that you guys haven't said already. Really, really awesome movie. Nice backstory. It kind of ties everything together. The only real questions left unanswered in the movie is how long Sokichi has been Skull. Did Shroud give him the Skull memory when... providing it's Shroud, which it's safe to assume it is, hired him as the rescuer or whatever. How long he had been Skull, basically, is the only question that really was unanswered, besides, like, the obvious plot holes on why Double could fight off three generals at one time.
Pothole.
I realize I said that.
Obviously they're driving.
Trying really hard to ignore it. But thank you for pointing out my flaws.
I'm so, I make you feel bad. I just thought it was funny. just in case anyone didn't hear it, they needed a good laugh.
So, yeah, other than those giant potholes in the road of double. Really, if you watch one part of this movie, watch Begins Night. You won't really be disappointed unless you're stupid. I realize I have a problem with calling people stupid, but
well, it's mostly just truth.
Oh well, it is. So liked it. Big thumbs up from me.
Thumbs up and subscribe. You subscribed to it. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be explained at some point how they got their memories. Like Shroud's like, oh, you're pretty badass. Let me give you all these memories, and then go get my son, please. The rest of the family's a bunch of crazies.
One thing. When he turned into Fang for the first time, he didn't look that crazy.
Yeah, I was waiting for him to go nuts.
He beat the shit
like,
out of the masquerades, and they picked up Shotaro, and he's like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, like, he wasn't, like,
and
bloodthirsty.
Yeah, in the show, they made it seem like he was fucking nuts.
Yeah, they did. Man. Like, he's like, I'll never use it again, and he was in the stairwell, like, shitting himself. And so I was like, God, let's get out of here. Come on, your pants are brown. Come on.
So, I don't know if that was a rewrite in the movie or a rewrite in the show or whatever.
Maybe, I think they did show footage in the show of him going crazy, so maybe they just thought that was good enough.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, maybe they just... Maybe it's a deleted scene.
Right, in the director's cut version, we'll get more fight with Fang Joker where he actually does go insane.
One other thing I was going to ask is, I forget, did they explain how Philip has the Intersect in his head? How he's got all the... Look up?
No.
He was the one that merged with the Earth, basically.
Oh, yeah, that's
said.
Right. Okay, because I
don't know how he merged with the Earth, probably with that huge diamond thing, but...
Fusion dance.
The Earth was just like, fusion, huh? And Philip's like, okay, poke.
Yeah. So, I remember that now. I was just... Because I remember that he was talking about it. Okay. So, should we get on to the third summary part of the movie? Should be shorter since it's only like 20 minutes. We still have 3 whole episodes to do.
Oh, gosh.
You better get some Final Fantasy energy drink.
Okay, so, split screen, and we carry on from where we go. We go back and forth with stupidness of lines like, ah, who are you? And another guy, who are you? And it's like, oh, remember this. It's like, we are 2-in-1. It's like, I am a passing through. Kamen Rider. And like, now they're next to each other on their bikes because that's what happens. And then stuff happens. There's explosions. They're like, hey, you're double. And they're like, hey, you're that guy. DK. That's it. DK. And they actually...
We've
that's
seen
not me,
you
that's
when
actually...
we fought Shadow Moon.
Yeah. And then Double's like, don't let me in with this asshole. His shit stories.
Don't let me in him. I have a story. Screw you guys. I'm going home. They're fighting. Hey, look, here's a big crisis fortress and a giant mammoth thing. And they're like, hey, I'm going to go this way. Like, I'm going to go this way. And Dummy Dopan, he's like, hey, this mammoth thing is cool. I'm going to take it over. And then they're fighting. They knock him off. And then Philip's all like, hey, why don't we take this thing over? And they're like, can we do that? Like, I don't know. Let's do it. So they like connect the front end of the bike to this thing, and it turns red. I don't know how exactly that works, but it turns red when
decade
you can...
rules.
Yeah, it's like one of them decade rules that like craziness happens, and but now it's the like hard mammoth or something. I don't know. They're connected to the bike.
Hard mammoth,
and they're blowing stuff up, and they destroy the dummy Dopant because he's useless, and things happen, and so they're going, and they're like, hey. Hey, I have a good idea. I have a great idea, in fact. Let's do this. Let's all final form ride at one time. What? So final form Lido. All riders! And they all just like flip out. Like they're all in a line and they're all tickling each other, which just sounds really weird. And they all flip and they're all going and like Daiki's grabbing onto like Hibiki Disc Animal leg, and he's shooting, and Kibala's there, and there's the Denliner somehow, and the Castle Dran, and this is all everywhere, and things are blowing up, and they're shooting at the fortress, and shit happens, and things get blown up, and then they're like, hey,
Well, to kill the dummy dopa, I think it's to kill the dummy dopa. To kill something. Fuck, I don't know. They're like, hey, don't you have a Kirifuda? And I'm like, hey, that's a wooden guy memory. And they're like, no, it's this card here. Final coming Lido. Final form Lido. Double. And he like, this will take a little bit and it splits and it's like, Cyclone, Cyclone, Joker, Joker. And you're like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then you do like this triple kick thing. You're like, hey, I'm getting figure arts to do that thing with stands, and it's going to be cool, and they're going to have, like, flying kicks, and like, yay! Okay, so they're all, like, hard mammother, and then we're going to use it to blow up your giant fortress, and like, ah, giant fortress, psh, psh, boom, boom, explosion, Power Ranger style, and it blows up, and Hitler falls out, and he turns it back into Narutaki for whatever reason, and then Dr. Shinigami turns back into old man, grandpa guy, because the Dr. Shinigami guy memory pops out of his neck, and you're like, wait, he was a dopant the entire time? What the hell is going on? Damn it, Decade, this is what happens when you screw with a good thing.
That's why
you
we make can't it all- have nice things.
This is why we can't have nice things, because Decade's around to screw them up. And in comes Keith Allen, and she's like, hey, grandpa, I'm going to save you. And he's like, Natsumi? She's like, that's right, yay! And we jump out, and we save the day, and it blows up. Okay. And it, damn it, you distracted me. And things happen, and the other riders go back to their world, and they're like, hey, Double, I think you should take this card. And it's the blank skull card that I didn't mention that Deckard had way back when he was digging through his cards. And,
sorry.
And they're like, what the hell is this? And so they leave, and he turns around, and there's Akiko. And she's like, oh, Matashiki tonight. Ha, ha, ha. I said this line over and over again. Mm-hmm. And you're like, fucking damn it, bitch. Shut up. And then, like, another dimension ball shows up, and there's Skull on a bike because he has, like, a Decade-style bike. And, with the little Skull Magnum W on a thing, and he's all cool, and he talks to Double, and he's like, Shotaro, I don't know who you are, but you look pretty badass in that hat, and it makes Shotaro cry. And he's like, I'm Kamen Rider Skull, and you look pretty cool, so maybe we'll meet again sometime. And you're like, maybe in that Kamen Rider the movie. And you're like, what? I don't know where that came from. And so they're like, hey, let's go. Let's go home. And they're like, all right. Yeah, we're going home. And Decade's all like, hey, my journey is continuing, and I'm going to keep going to other worlds. You're like, god damn it, you're going to screw up with more crap, aren't you? You're gonna ruin things just like you've been doing. And Double goes back, and they're all like, hey, guess what? We got chicken breast and drumsticks. You're like, what?
I like legs and breasts.
Why don't they just get a double down and be done with it? Since they're in double.
Yeah.
Double down.
I don't understand. And then at the very end, we see a gay-looking young man in a red jacket with a Gaia memory, and he's like, ah, oh, you're not the only Kamen Rider in town. And then we hear... All right, edit. Pause for editing. All right, and then we hear, and then it ends pretty much, and that's kind
of
it.
Yeah, and the Axel thing is totally out of continuity since Axel didn't get his memory yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh well, it was cross promotion for the show.
It was just to get little kids excited, like OMG, Axel.
It was. I mean, it was kind of cool having the all final form ride just at one time, I guess. They're all tickling each other. It was really
fun. They found a loophole. They just tickle.
This will tickle a bit.
Yeah.
I think it's not the end. It'll hurt a bit. Just keep shooting them all in the back. That'll be the next movie.
But I don't know. I really enjoy how the end insists on calling Asumu Shonen just because I like Hibiki. So every time he does that, it makes me happy.
Okay, so who will lead off their opinions this time? Rock, paper, scissors? Oh, wait, we can't see each other.
I'll go.
I go.
So basically, kind of like the Decade movie, it was really enjoyable to watch. consistency wise, it makes no sense at all. I don't know how Double got to where Decade was fighting and what world Decade's in. I don't even know, and how who got where and why the dummy Dopant tried to take over the Hard Mammother, and I have no idea. But it was definitely an enjoyable battle. Like you said, the final form rides, everyone's like, oh, tickle, tickle, tickle. And suddenly, like, Castle Duran's there and shit. Not all of them transformed. So I'm kind of wondering if maybe, like Deno turned into the Denliner and Kiva turned into Castle Duran or something.
I don't know.
But because I know Jack Form.
Jack Form showed up, and like it was weird. Because
there wasn't a Blade, there was Jack Form, and there wasn't Kiva Arrow, and there was Castle Duran, and there wasn't Momotaro's because there was a Denliner. So I don't know if there was some alternate transformations or something, but whatever floats, I guess.
Maybe another deleted scene of them transforming or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of an important scene to leave out, though.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
I told you, like I said, this is what happens when Decade gets involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my only thing. Like, I mean, I love Decade and all, but it just kind of didn't make sense on how, like I said, how Double got to where Decade was. All he was doing was chasing the dummy. Why the hell did the dummy Dopant go to where this giant flying fortress is?
Well, from what I got is that when Decade's like, I'm glad you could make it, except he spoke better English than that, whatever, or Japanese. He said, I'm glad you could make it. So it seemed like Decade invited him because he's got that kind of pull. He's like, I want Double here. And he's like, whatever. Here you go.
So somewhere along the line, Dummy Dopant and Double went through one of the walls.
Yeah, like Decade used one of his, you know, trans-dimensional things, and Double just happened to be busy, so the Dummy just came with him.
Somehow Akiko got there.
Yeah, she did. She had to be there, though, because she's part of Double no Sekai.
Indeed.
Yep. And yep.
Alright, so what now?
Okay, so your final thoughts on the movie overall?
Overall, I thought it was entertainable, enjoyable. Like the Decade half, it's fun to watch, just check your brain at the door.
Yeah.
The Double half, awesome. The end is just kind of fun to watch, just kind of for like a fan service type deal. See Double with all the other writers and kind of in the Decade universe and hearing the Decade belt say Double. And the only thing I was confused about is why all the other writers bitched out while Decade and Double had to face this new guy. They're all, like, hiding behind the rocks, like, whatever, you two finish this. But, yeah, overall, the Double part, good. Decade, skippable, since it didn't really explain anything. And that's about all for my thoughts.
Gentlemen?
I have to say, pretty much the same thing. I mean, like, the Decade was fun for certain things, like, hey, look, you know, we get to see what Kibala can do, and we get to see other things, like all those final forms and everything, and like, oh, that's cool, they still have the suits, and you can put them all in one scene, that's pretty nice, but, like, other than that, it's like, wow, this makes no sense, but then again, this is Decade, so business as usual. And then you're like, hey, this is Double, and like, Double, oh god, this is so awesome, this makes me happy. And then you're like, hey, we're going to put the two together. And you're like, please don't.
Stop.
Stop, please. Please don't. And then, like, we're going to do it anyway. And you're like, oh, God. And that's the last part of the movie. Just, oh, God.
Yeah, that's what happens when you see Axel. You're just like, oh, God.
So, basically, like I said, the first part is very... Then the Double movie is absolutely fantastic, and then like you said, the last part's really good fan service.
Yeah, it's just fan service.
It's definitely worth a watch, if not for the Double movie alone. So I'd say if you're on the fence about watching it, give it a chance.
Yeah, but if you haven't watched Decade, don't watch the Decade half. Otherwise, you'll be totally screwed up. You'll probably have to see a psychiatrist.
Right.
Because you don't even have any concept of what's going on at all.
Exactly. People have seen Decade and they still have no concept of what's going on at all.
That's true.
So if you haven't seen Decade, don't even bother watching it, but do watch the Double movie. It's definitely, definitely worth it.
Yeah, watch everything Double. Otherwise, you can't listen to this. You probably
can't
hear it, right?
Awesome. Skull is awesome. Skull is awesome. I'm just going to keep saying it. One of my favorite things in the movie Begins Night was when Skull transforms and then he just goes, he does the phrases like, saw,
Omae no sumi wo kaze yaro. And like, oh god, I'm scared. I just peed myself.
I don't remember. Did we mention that the alternate universe skull came over in the second half?
Yeah.
It was okay. The skull that came over at the end was an alternate universe skull. I didn't mention that portion, but I did mention that he came over and was like, okay. Hey.
Yeah.
And Shotaro cried because he said he looked good in the hat.
Yeah, it was cool, except for like when he took off his helmet, like the distant shot looked funny because he looked like a Sochaku Henshin figure because his head was all small. I mean, when they zoomed in, it looked normal-ish, but it looked funny when they demorphed or whatever you call it in this world. But yeah, it just looked funny, but it was nice that they included that so Shotaro can get closure, and he's like, finally I can wear these hats in peace. So, in the interest of time, we're going to skip the episode discussion for this week, since we kind of had the DK double movie as our main topic. So next week we will double up the episodes, no pun intended. We will do Double's entire arc, both pieces of shit of Gosager and the piece of shit MMPR. So that will all be next week, so... Yeah, it'll just be like the first episode.
At least.
But it'll actually work out because, I mean, we're getting a whole double arc, so we can do it all at once.
Yeah, and trial debut. Spoiler.
Trial debut and the whole, like, I guess wrapping up of this segment of Gosager. So
yeah, because it's a battle with Warstar in episode 15, so.
Yeah, so that'll work out.
Hopefully it won't suck as much as normal.
Yeah, I doubt it. It'll be more like 12, which is like, it was a little bit of a good suck.
They just poke Monstrake in the face and he explodes.
Yeah. So yeah, that'll be next week. It'll just be more like a format of the first episode where we just double up the arcs.
Right.
Yeah, so let's do that. So that's about it for episode 2 then, I guess.
Yeah. Sorry if we either A, bored you with our movie discussion, hopefully we didn't because it was entertaining as hell. And if you thought it was boring, screw you.
Yeah. If you don't like us, screw you.
Which apparently gets you 1 billion subscribers.
Yep. It's the balls, man. It's the balls. I totally forgot what I was going to say. Hopefully you enjoyed. Please subscribe to the podcast either on iTunes or through the RSS feed on shukunshomi.podbean.com.
Named it after yourself, you bastard.
Well, I okay. In my defense, I didn't mean to do that. I had the account already, and so I just signed it up
Likely
under my
story.
Account, and then I didn't realize I was going to name the website me.podcast or podbean.com.
Podcast. All right, we should probably go before we just all start not speaking English.
All right, so anyway, questions, comments, or anything of the like, we are still accepting quote-unquote applications for the guest host position, but I do want to make note that it'll probably be until about episode 5 or 6 until we start actually taking guests.
Just D-bags need not apply.
We want to get through the groove of things before we start throwing other people on board. So, if I haven't emailed you yet, which is everyone, because I haven't emailed anyone back yet, just be patient and I'll get back to everyone eventually when I feel like it.
Yeah, when it gets closer to when we're thinking about having guests, we'll kind of talk about it and what the requirements are and whatnot.
Right.
Like not being a D-bag.
Yeah.
Send all those to Riders, Rangers, and Rambles at gmail.com. And, of course, you can leave comments on the Podbean website or our YouTube channels or anything of the like. So, yeah, that's about all.
Yeah, so... Yeah, your voice kind of broke there. So that's about all. It's Dawson Ryder signing out.
I haven't had anything to drink in like 2 hours. I'm dying here.
Okay, so... Yeah. are we going to restart this? Are we going to restart the signing out? Okay, while we're breaking character, let's do our signing out as if it was YouTube, just to make it full circle.
All right, so chopping off the me. The me things.
Mickey.
So take care and have a good one's mine, so I'll do that last, so you guys go first.
All right, so until next time, this is Dawson Ryder signing out.
So I will see you guys next time.
So take care and have a great one.